Hello. Razorback football fans, baseball fans, basketball fans, you name it. I've got Aaron Smith on the show with me. He's definitely a diehard Razorback fan. He's living in Pennsylvania, but he's, Arkansas through and through. And no better team, I'm sure, than he wanted to see Arkansas play in the Outback Bowl on Saturday. Aaron, you got the matchup you wanted and you got the result you wanted, so I'm sure you're pretty happy about that.
Oh, 100%. Oh yeah. I mean, this team is miles, miles further than I thought they would even think about being right now. And I mean, we're like actually physical, big. We're going to hit you, but we're not going to like it's weird because this is the nicest team with the nicest people I've ever met, but they're going to hit you too, And
Well, that's reflective of their coach. I mean, Pittman's a nice guy, but I'm sure out there when he's, coaching them up, he can get, pretty rough on, he can get on them pretty good.
yeah.
You got to have a balance of that.
Oh yes. But yeah,
Most people
I have a
think
lot
about
of
a
I have a
complete
lot of Penn State fans friends up here, and it was really cool that Arkansas was going against Penn State, and it was just a big time moment because it's never happened before. These teams never played.
Right. And when we beat them, I was thinking, this is, a big win. I mean, I know they weren't, ranked very high, but or they weren't even ranked, but I'm saying as far as a program, Penn State is almost as big as it gets. I mean, they rank up there with, in my mind, with Notre Dame, teams like that. So, may not be a top 10 win as far as, like
Ranking.
ranking wise, right? But as far as a top 10 like program win, I believe, especially, year two in Sam Pittman. I know Penn State was, they were missing a lot of players, but they still had some athletes out there. Let's
Oh
not,
yeah.
they, I mean, the announcers definitely reminded us plenty how many players Penn State had out, but it's still Penn State. They were, playing hard. Our defense played great. I knew the offense would struggle without Treylon Burks,
Yeah.
but when you can run the ball like we did.
And I loved how we had all three of our linebackers out there all at the same time. Like they were just out there working as a team for the last time. And it was just, I mean, that's why our defense played so well. And then obviously, I'm over here thinking, oh, Jalen Catalan's all we have in the secondary. Oh, that's all we have. No, we have Fouché, is that his name?
Yeah, and
I mean, all these guys.
there's talks that he might actually come back next season. Miles Slusher, he's going to be back next season. Catalan's coming back, as we all know. Yeah, man, future looking bright. Even Bumper Pull might come back.
I would like to see that.
And I think I saw today where we're looking at another linebacker from, I think, Miami, Ohio. So I think we're going to have the talent next year, but I don't expect it to get any easier. If you look at our schedule, it's not going to get easier. That's
No.
like, if we could go 9-4 next year, I think that's way more impressive
Hey,
than.
just think about this. Our easiest team is a Bobby Petrino coached Missouri State.
Yeah, that you're right.
That's our easiest team we're playing. Then we have Hugh Freeze, Liberty. We have BYU.
Cincinnati to open off the open the season.
Oh, we have a playoff team to open up.
Which they won't be the same team, but they're still going to be ranked in the top 25, top 10. they're still going to have, you know, athletes out there. They still got a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
that'll be a good game.
I can't help but want to look ahead to next season. You know, I never, especially after a good season like this, you know, it's easier to, you know, to wait when you have a good season, but I'm already ready for next season.
Oh yeah. But going back to the Outback Bowl really quick. Now, this backup quarterback, is his name, what's his name again?
Hornsby.
So, that dude's fast.
Fastest player on the team, man.
Real fast. Here's my thing. We need to get him passing. Because have you noticed whenever KJ Jefferson, I mean, it happened against Texas A&M too. When KJ Jefferson was out, he got hurt. Automatically just started turning into one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. Now it worked out, but it's not always going to work out. You know what I mean? And I feel like Hornsby needs to – I mean, he's a quarterback, so we obviously know he can throw the ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we just got to get him used to that, you know?
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, Bryles, since Jefferson and Hornsby both can run the ball. They're different. They're different runners, but
mm-hmm.
Hornsby and Jefferson definitely are known, I guess, for their running more so. I mean, I'm sure Hornsby can pass, but most of the time when he's in the game, it's like situations where you don't really need to, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jefferson's going to be our guy next year again. He should be our best guy. He had a historical year for Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think he set records that nobody has ever, you know, even done at the University of Arkansas. So
it's just, there's sometimes though, as a fan, where I'm just kind of like, slide, don't get
hit
right
funny,
here, you know?
Funny you
but
say
you,
that.
Like,
it's funny
like,
you say
he runs into the defenders, you know. I mean, there's sometimes it's awesome, but then there's other times it gets him in the sidelines, you know, and he's hurt, you know.
Yeah. There's definitely some times where he could slide. You know, even as big as he is, it's not ever good to take continuous hits as a mm-hmm. quarterback. And mm-hmm. I think I saw something where Pittman's like, we don't slide or something. So I don't think he is. I don't know that I agree with that, but it worked out pretty well this year though.
Oh yeah. And like KJ, he even said it. He's all like, I want to make a statement. Like he told this to Coach Pittman. He's all like, I want to make a statement because if you notice like defenders don't have to change their direction because he's already running right at them.
Right.
Like he's running at them, you know.
he's a big guy, and
and
when he's coming right at you, I'm just now seeing our comments. I'm sorry about that, guys. Josh Wilbanks, hey, what's up, man? And guess what? He got that raise, I believe. I think he got it pretty much secured before the bowl game. You know, it would have been an interesting conversation, but I don't think it would have mattered. I think he still deserved it either way.
Mm-hmm.
If Arkansas were to lose that bowl game, do you think, well, maybe we shouldn't have done it, but that's just, you know, a knee jerk reaction. I think, he earned his money.
Yeah.
I think we went 9-4, which, you know, if you're in Alabama or in Ohio State or Georgia, or that's not a good year. But for Arkansas, especially the way we've been, good year.
But Christian, I have something to say about that. Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State are not playing Arkansas' schedule. Guess you had the number one toughest schedule.
That's true.
Yep. So it's like
Hornsby can pass, but not very good. I agree. But that's got to change. If you know, he's not going to be our guy next year, but if, let's say, you know, when Jefferson leaves, he may still be here if he doesn't transfer. Hornsby's probably going to be our guy.
Yeah. Well, and also, I'm just talking about, like, when he needs a break, you know what I mean? Like yep. when KJ Jefferson gets hit, loses his breath, he needs a break. We automatically just become one-dimensional. So I'm thinking, like, this is something that maybe needs to be directed for next season. You know, like, get Hornsby ready next season. That way it's like next man up. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if KJ goes down next year, he's the next guy, I'm assuming. Yeah. That could change in the offseason. I don't know.
Yeah.
KJ is 6'2", 235. So, you sure that's – wait. You talking
I
about
thought he's, like, taller.
I think I'm almost 6 foot. I mean, not almost. I mean, I'm 5'10".
But I'm 6'1". I thought he was, like, more like 6'4", 6'5", or something.
Almost 230. So, I guarantee you he's a little taller and a little – he may even weigh more than that, but he is a big guy.
I think it's like 245, if I remember correctly.
The weight may be pretty close.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure he's taller than 6 foot. Brennan says the Archie Pigs look good against a bad Penn State team. I wouldn't call them a bad Penn State team.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
They were definitely shorthanded. But if you look at some of the teams they played this year, you know, they beat a good Auburn team. Auburn was good when they beat them. They were. Yeah. I mean, they're a much better team when Bo Nix is playing.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good win for them, I think. And I know they beat somebody really close. It may have been Michigan or
– I think it was Michigan.
But, you know, 7-5 is not a good year for Penn State, though. I mean, that's not what they try to get every year.
But if you look at Penn State though, like, so you know how, like, we just went through this slump and we only won like 2 games.
Yeah.
I feel like that will never happen to Penn State, because even when they were sanctioned and they couldn't get all these recruits with that Sandusky thing, they still won 7 games.
Yeah.
They still went 7-5. You know what I mean?
You know, and I don't like to do the what-if game, but it's hard for me not to think about it, you know, now that the season's over. We did have a bad 3-game stretch. We lost 3 in a row after starting 4-0. Mm-hmm. But if you break down each game, the Georgia game, I don't think, you know, that didn't shock me at all. We were going to be – we would have had to play our best game, and I still don't think we would have won, but
– yeah.
That's a loss right there. I mean, then you look at Ole Miss. That game was just a shootout. I mean, good way. Matt Corral played incredible. We lost that game. Okay, we're 4-2. We lost to Auburn, I believe. And that if you look at the season in review, that's the worst loss on our schedule.
Yep. But, like, they beat us, too. Like, it wasn't – like, they smacked us around.
You know, I still don't think at the time Auburn was a bad team. But if you look at, like, how their season played out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look at how their season played out, I know Bo Nix went down with an injury. But that was a totally different Auburn team without Bo Nix. I mean, it just was. And then we started off 4-0, lost 3 in a row, then we won 3 in a row, lost to Alabama, and then we beat Missouri. Yeah. So, you know, we finished the second half about as well as you know.
But that Alabama game was impressive to me. Like, really.
I mean, it really was. I never felt like we were going to act. I never actually felt like we were going to win that game. Like, even when we were, like, hanging with them, I never actually felt like we were going to win it. But we were always within striking distance, and that was exciting, you know?
What's up, Brandon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon, Brandon and Wes will be, I can't remember the day, but they'll be in Mobile, Alabama for the
like senior. February 5th or something. January 31st to February 5th, I think. Yeah. That's what I saw. Yeah, yeah.
So that's big for four-star sports media. I mean, mm-hmm. The Senior Bowl is a big deal. I don't know. I think Arkansas's got one that I know of, one player that's going to be in it. But I know Felipe Franks was in that game last year.
Wait, who's the one player?
Ridgeway, I think.
Okay. So not like Grant Morgan or anything? They're not going?
You know, I didn't see him on the list.
You know, is he even going to the NFL, or is he just
– I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think Grant Morgan would have gotten invited to that, but maybe he didn't.
Hmm.
But that'll be interesting. I know they'll have fun. I'll be, you know, keeping up with that. Yeah. Thanks for everyone watching and listening on Four Star Sports Media, Facebook, YouTube, and all the other platforms that we're on. We're on a lot of them. So I know our website, we're streaming on our website. So thank you guys for watching. We are not done, but
no.
We've got some more things to talk about. Arkansas finishes 9-4. I think most people predicted a 6-6 season, and you know
that's way better than 6-6.
Sam Pittman. I saw something where Sam Pittman said he knew for a fact that that it was going to be a good season. You know, it wasn't going to be a 6-6 season. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But here, you turn the page. The season's over. I mean, we'll always look at this season, you know, maybe as the turning point in our program, you know, when we got it all together back on track. But, you know, I'm kind of moving on from this season, you know, kind of looking forward to next year. We've got a ways to go before, you know, next year comes along. Yeah. But I'm still excited for it. Now on to basketball.
Oh,
A little bit different feeling there. I've never been so disappointed in a Razorback basketball team in their 10-3. I mean, if you look at the record, you'd be like, wow, I mean, what are you so worried about?
That's just because we came in with very high expectations.
We haven't played very good teams. All the teams we beat, I don't think they're very good. And that's not going to be any different tomorrow when we play Vanderbilt. I mean, that's not going to do anything for our, you know, strength of schedule or anything, but it's a game we got to win.
Yep.
It's a very important game. Every game's important because this is not going to be a team that I don't think this team is going to like cruise into the tournament or anything like that. We're going to have to, you know, scrap for our wins this year. I'm not going to say that this team is not a tournament team or they can't make some noise this year, but what I've seen so far, I'm not feeling great about it.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Like, what's that non-conference team we lost to? Not Oklahoma, but the other one. Yeah. So I just feel like that's just a fluke. Like, they had a great day. And they probably won't play another game like that this whole season.
Mm-hmm.
And, but here's the thing. I think Mississippi State is a tournament. They could make a run to the Sweet 16 or whatever. But what I'm saying is, so it's not over, right?
No.
It's still very, very early. We just played one SEC game. Yes, they kicked our butts, but this is time like to see if you have a good coach or not. This is all about coaching now.
Right.
You know, get your guys ready. Keep them confident. Try not to get kicked out of games. I mean, it's okay to be emotional and amped up, but don't get kicked out of games. How are you helping your players when you're getting kicked out of games, you know? And I feel like it's our coaching right now. But I feel like we're still early enough where we can fix the issue.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Josh Wilbanks earlier, he said, who is our backup wide receiver? I'm not sure exactly what you mean. I mean, I
don't, Woods or something.
I'll just clarify what you mean, and then I'll be able to answer it. Hopefully, 7-4 next year. Well, it's not possible to go 7-4, but I can see us going like 8-4 again. That would be a great year, considering the schedule. 7-5. That's a possibility next year. So, you know, I'm always going to hope for better, but mm-hmm. you know, that's a long ways from now. You know, I think I'll be better than people think again next year. But mm-hmm. when you're in the SEC, I mean, it's just brutal, especially in the West. You know, you can recruit. You can have a top 20 recruiting class in the country, and all the teams in your division usually out-recruit you. So,
but also, it's like our conference is not even scaring me because we're just so used to it. It's the way they scheduled our non-conference. That's what's starting to scare me.
But that just makes
it scaring me. BYU is scaring me, you know?
But
heck, Missouri State is scaring me.
I'm past the point now, at least my confidence level is a lot higher in like our program now. I feel mm-hmm. like I feel like even now, even though it's only been a year, I still feel like going into that Cincinnati game, I still feel like we should win. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know we can lose to them, but I don't have a feeling of like, I know we're going to lose to this team now, you know? Yeah. So well,
it's exciting as a fan though, to know that, you know, we're going to watch this game, either go to it or watch it on TV and know that this is going to be a competitive match. Know that, mm-hmm. you know, that we're going to give them a fight. You know what I mean?
So, Josh, we've got some pretty decent receivers. I know Davion Warren. I'm not sure exactly if he'll be back or not.
There's that transfer from Oklahoma.
We got the transfer from Oklahoma. I want to say, who's that guy that we threw to against Missouri, but we didn't – I don't think we used him at all.
Oh, gosh.
In the Penn State game. And we got Tompkins. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta refresh my memory. This is bad. That just shows you how heavily Arkansas used Traylon this year. I barely really know. I mean, I know who we got. We've got so many like receivers out there at times. So Warren Thompson, I know he was a transfer from Florida State. He did okay this year. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I was kind of impressed by him. Tyson Morris, Trey Knox, I'm sure he'll be gone. Trey Knox was a guy that, you know, he was a tight end most of the year, but, you know, before that, he was one of our best wide receivers, and we just kind of turned him into a tight end. But I know we've got, you know, the transfer from Oklahoma. He's going to be our number one guy. It may be, you know, next year may be kind of similar to this year where we've got that number one target and then it's kind of a drop off after that. But you know, that's still a year away. Pittman can pull in somebody, I'm sure, in the transfer portal. I'm sure we'll be in a little bit better shape next year than we think at the wide receiver position. Add an error back here. That's funny. We got two of you in here.
Yeah, that's weird.
But on to basketball. To recap the Mississippi State game, that was I never felt great about that game.
Yeah.
At any point, like, it just felt like they Mississippi State was getting everything they wanted. They were getting wide open threes. They were getting plays under the basket. But that, like you said, Aaron, that's a good Mississippi State team. That was not a Mississippi State team.
And they were home.
Yeah.
Like, they were a good team home. Like, I don't know what we were expecting, you know?
Like, that was a game that Mississippi State should have won. So
it's just like what I hope for us tomorrow when Vanderbilt comes to town. Like, we're home.
Yeah.
I still believe we're a good team. We're home. Let's make it happen. You see what I'm saying?
Tomorrow's like a game that if we win, it's good, but it's even worse if we lose it.
Yeah.
Not lose to Vanderbilt at home. Because if that happens, then every game is going to be a struggle. Like, there's – if you don't have some easy wins this year, then every game's a struggle. You're going to have to win some games on the road. If you're a good team, you got to win games on the road. You can't just win your home games.
But we need someone to step up, man.
You're right.
And this was our problem when we had Mike Anderson too. Like, we were always the middle of the pack, but who did we have that you could just be like, you know what? I'm going to pass you that ball and you're going to win us this game. Yes, Michael Qualls had some good finishes. Yes, Bobby Portis had some good times, but who was that?
Well,
Moses Moody, you know.
Who do you think that is for us? It's hard for me to say, man. I don't think.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying though. That's why I'm thinking we're like we were when with Mike Anderson, because that we don't have that person right now.
You know, I know JD Notte and Chris Likes are our most talented, or they're our best scorers. You know, if we need a bucket, I want one of those two guys.
But also, I think we need, like, one of those guys you just said to, yes, they're talented, but to, you know, be a Grant Morgan. You know, yes, Grant Morgan was talented, but he was also like, come on, guys, let's get this together, you know?
Vocal leader, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's like they can use their talent, right, and be that vocal leader, and I think we'd be set.
Yeah.
We just don't have a vocal leader.
This isn't one of the like worst teams we've had talent wise. Thing, I don't know if it's. It may have been a little overrated. Preseason, you know, but it's still a team that can compete. And you've got a coach like Eric Musselman. He gets the most out of his players.
Yep.
But it doesn't seem like he's been able to do that yet this year.
But there's been some time between Mississippi State and now.
Yeah.
Where you can adjust some things. You know what I mean?
And it's a process. You know, it's all about adjustments.
Also, I think Eric Musselman needs to maybe put emphasis on it's a new year. We're a new team, right?
You know, he probably has. And that's actually a good mindset.
Yeah.
You know? You have to have a short memory in sports, and I think each game presents, you know, a new challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we lost to Mississippi State, I don't believe that's reason to panic yet.
No.
So we'll see what happens, man.
But let's see how we do at home with the crowd loud. Because, you know, it's like every game is sold out.
Yeah.
Preseason. I hope people still go. I hope people haven't lost faith. You know what I mean? And.
Right.
Let's get that place loud.
It's hard for anybody to beat us in Bud Walton. I mean, all three of our losses have been away from Bud Walton Arena.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Well, that neutral site in Tulsa. We were in Little Rock.
Tulsa. We were in Little Rock, even.
North Little Rock, yeah.
That atmosphere is nothing compared to Bud Walton. I'm sorry, but it's not. I'm sure there were, you know, I'm sure the fans, you know, did, you know, what they could, but
mm-hmm.
it's nothing like Bud Walton Arena. I promise you. And then, you know, going to Mississippi State and losing. So you'd have liked you would have liked to get at least one of those games, but you didn't.
Yep.
Now we gotta take care of business at home, and I think we will tomorrow night. I really do.
But in our defense, though, Oklahoma is a tournament team,
mm-hmm.
and Mississippi State's a tournament team.
Yeah. You know, and that's what Musselman does. He tries to schedule, you know, those non-conference teams early in the year.
Mm-hmm.
He tries to kind of determine whether or not he thinks there'll be a tournament team. He doesn't just schedule random teams.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know.
Heck, this team we lost to in Little Rock might be a tournament team, you know?
Right. And, you know, they probably are a tournament team, but it's still a game, you know, we needed to win. But
also there's the mindset of, like, you know, it's like, well, if all these are tournament teams and they're beating us, then do we even need to go to the tournament, you know?
I'm really hoping as the season goes along, because mm-hmm. this is a real, you know, a real thing.
Yeah.
As the season goes along, the team develops their chemistry. Mm-hmm. We just haven't seen it to the, you know, at the rate we would have liked to at this point.
Yeah.
But I believe it will come. You know, it will get here at some point. We're going to see this team gel. Mm-hmm. And really all that matters is getting, you know, you like to be a high seed, but as long as mm-hmm. you can get in that tournament.
Oh, yeah.
That's all you can ask for. You want to be playing good basketball once the mm-hmm. tournament gets here. If we, you know, we're not going to look back on this. And if we end up playing good the rest of the season, we're not going to even remember these games, you know?
Yeah. And also, I think what's hurt us, though, is the weak schedule to start out with. That weak non-conference schedule. Like that weak November schedule that we played. And early December. See, like, that did not prepare us for Oklahoma. That did not prepare us for Mississippi State or any conference play, you know?
And I, even as a fan, I'm like, you know, okay, we're 9-0, but it just doesn't even feel like we're 9-0 because of who we've played, you know? It just feels like
we were ranked 10 at one point.
Yeah. And that was solely based on our record, you know?
Yeah.
You look at a team and they're 9-0. I mean, normally you're like, dang, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I knew, even like, because I'm a realist. So, like, yeah. I knew just because we were 9-0, like, that was a little deceiving. And of mm-hmm. course, you know, our first true mm-hmm. test was against Oklahoma. And, you know, that's kind of where, you know, we got exposed. And then we turned that around with another bad loss, with a bad loss to Hofstra.
Mm-hmm.
And then we lost again, or no, we won. And then we lost to Mississippi State. Really, the only bad loss to
me was Hofstra.
The only bad loss to me is Hofstra.
Yeah.
You know, Oklahoma was a game that, you know, I didn't really feel great about going into it, but because mm-hmm. of because of our strength of schedule up until that point. But we'll see how it goes. You know, the SEC.
I do feel good about Tuesday or whenever we play Vanderbilt.
I feel good about it too.
I like this 6 days. I think there's like 6 days in between the two games. Like, I like that stretch of time to try to figure something out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely, I think it's a good thing. But I've seen it not even matter before. Like,
yeah.
Like, after the Oklahoma game, we had a week off until we played Hofstra, and it didn't matter.
But also,
I was hoping that would have, you know.
But also, in that defense, though, that's something a little different. Because if you think about it, you're overlooking Hofstra.
Right. I might be, but.
I didn't mean you. I meant like, I think the team is overlooking Hofstra, thinking about Mississippi
State. I'm sure they were. But anyway, I'm trying to turn the page.
Yeah.
Let's get some wins here.
No, I still have – keep in mind, we're in early January.
Yeah.
at 10-3, I'm still okay.
Right. I'm okay with where we're at right now. Our schedule coming up, we got Vanderbilt Tuesday, and then Saturday we got A&M at A&M. That's probably going to be another tough game, but it's a game that I think it's a winnable game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game we really need to get, because I'm telling you, because of how easy our non-conference schedule was, we're going to have to win some of these, you know, games on the road. And then we got Missouri, and then we got at LSU.
Yeah.
I think we at least got to get one of those games.
Yeah.
And then, you know, SEC.
I mean, I think we could do it. I think this is just an adjustment that I think Musselman can make. You know what I mean?
We've seen him do it.
Yeah.
Last year, I think Alabama beat us by like 40 points or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, we're terrible. You know, I had no faith in the team after that game. And he took them to the Elite Eight. I mean, that was a good Alabama team, but we had no business losing by 40 or 30. But I was like, we're bad.
But also, that could just be a fluke. You see, like, our Elite Eight team lost to Alabama by that much, and then Mississippi State blows us up. It's just a fluke, probably.
Oh, like us losing this year, the games? Or last year?
No, I'm just saying, like, our Elite Eight team lost to Alabama by 40 points.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's just a fluke.
Right.
Like we can't, like, put too much weight on it. And no, I think that's a prime example of, like, because Mississippi State blew us out. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm trying not to put that much weight. Now, and here's the difference between basketball and football, though. It's like in football, like, I feel like every aspect of the season matters and counts. But that's not the case in basketball all the time, because the season's so long and you play so many games. It can be forgiven. You know what I mean?
I may be confusing the season, but one year, it may have been his first year, but we lost to Alabama by 40.
No, that was last year.
Both of his years at Arkansas, though, he improved dramatically in the second half of the season. Like,
mm-hmm.
He has shown that he can make adjustments.
Yeah.
So I think.
But that's why I'm not, like, trying to, because Mississippi State blew us out.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to write us off from a tournament.
You're going to lose basketball games because there's so many of them. You're going to lose some games.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't want to lose too many that you should win.
Yeah.
I think one game, one of our losses was a bad loss. But mm-hmm. It may turn out to be not so bad. You never know.
Well, heck, you might. We might be playing Hofstra in the round of 32 for all we know.
Look at Oral Roberts last year.
Yeah.
We played them earlier in the season.
Yeah.
Then we played them in the Sweet 16. So,
but I think I think Musselman knows who he's picking to play.
That's what I'm saying. I think he schedules certain teams for a reason. Oklahoma, I'm telling you, dude. They could end up being a Elite Eight team. I mean, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi State. I mean, I'm just saying, you don't know how good these teams are going to be. And you look at the end of the year, I mean, you might be like, wow, that maybe that wasn't such a terrible loss, you know?
But also we have to understand there are way more good players, Christian, than there are good teams.
Oh, yeah.
So that means you are going to see a Hofstra beat you. You are going to have I'm going back to football here, but you are going to have an Appalachian State beat a Michigan. You are going to have you see what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot more good players than good teams. So it's like then all of a sudden all these players just get dispersed.
Well,
so now all of a sudden you probably have one star that no one knows about on this Hofstra team, and that's all they needed. And that might be all they need the whole season.
Yeah, basketball is different than football. It's like in football, you know, a Cincinnati may have just as good athletes as an Arkansas, or that's not really a good reference. Let's use Cincinnati and Alabama. You know, it toe for toe, Cincinnati's, you know, first string, maybe, I'm not going to say they are, but they're probably, you know, similar to Alabama's, you know, in talent. But when you get into, you know, the depth, Alabama can sit there and roll guys in, keep them fresh.
Yeah.
Why you see, in my opinion, that's why you see more upsets in basketball, because depth is not as big of an issue in basketball. So,
yeah. Because you literally only have 15 players on the team.
Yeah.
And five of them are on the court.
Exactly. So, you know, hopefully Arkansas can win tomorrow. I think they will. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
I feel confident about it.
Yeah. I still, I don't know. I might be a naive fan, but I still think we're good. I still think we'll.
Yeah.
We're just in a spot that we're not used to being in, Christian, as Hog fans. We had high expectations, and all of a sudden we're just like, what is happening, you know?
Well, like last year, you know, that set the bar so high, you know. You're not going to go to the Elite Eight every year. You're just not.
Yeah.
That's why when you do make it to the Elite Eight, you've got to make the most of it, because there's no guarantee you'll ever get back, or at least in not a long time, you know.
Well, just think about this, though. So Kansas coach, Bill Self, right?
Yeah.
The last time he won the championship was 2008, and they still consider him this elite coach.
Right.
Isn't that?
You're right.
It's just tough in basketball, you know what I mean?
You look at Calipari, though. He's probably, I don't know who – he might be the most, you know – he might be the best coach right now. I could be missing somebody, but
well, also Coach K. But well, this Coach is his K, last year he's retiring.
Yeah, Coach K. He's the best coach in my opinion
in basketball.
But, yeah, but look at Calipari. The guy's, you know, got number one recruiting classes every year. I think he's only won one at Kentucky.
Yeah.
Like I know he's been to two or three, but.
Yeah, it's so hard to win.
It's not easy, you know.
But also, it kind of messes with you, too, when you have the Baltimore County, whatever, going to the Final Four, you know?
Oh, yeah. Beating a number one seed?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. UMBC, that was crazy. Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to, like, Oklahoma a little bit. So, do you know who their new coach is?
Yeah, football?
No, I meant basketball.
I don't, actually.
They just had this brand new coach. It's that that Chicago, the Loyola Chicago old coach.
Really?
So that's why they're so good. Like, okay. I'm telling you, he's a good coach.
What's their record?
I think they have one loss, maybe?
Yeah. Let's see. So... that can't be right, man.
What?
I don't even see them in the top 20. Maybe it's because it's early and they haven't played.
Or did they lose since then?
They're 11-2, so right up there with Baylor.
Baylor's won.
Yeah, I mean, I really do think, and I'm not just saying this because Arkansas lost, I really think Oklahoma is going to have a good season.
Yeah.
11-2. Look at some of their wins. They beat Kansas State, which is usually a pretty good team. They beat Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to Utah State, but usually Utah's pretty tough place, or a pretty tough team, but that was probably a bad loss for them.
Yeah.
But you're going to see that in basketball.
Hofstra is an example.
So, anyway, we've harped on that enough. I hope we've got a more positive, you know, feeling after Tuesday, you know, about the basketball team.
I know for a fact we have the talent.
Yeah.
Hands down, we have the talent. We just need Eric Musselman or somebody to encourage one of these shy kids to get out of their comfort zone and be that leader. You know what I mean?
I mean, three transfers coming in, you know, it's hard for guys to come in immediately and just, you know, step, you know, be that leader, you know?
Yeah, it's tough, but here's the thing, though.
It's got to happen, though. You're right. We need it. Somebody's got to do it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even have to be the transfers. You know, it doesn't even have to be.
It can be a bench player. We just need someone to be loud over there. And
it doesn't have to be.
Get people pumped.
The best player. I mean, just somebody that's able to motivate. And, you know, Musselman does that, I'm sure, but.
But he needs help. Like, he needs help. Like, yes, Musselman's doing it, but it just adds to it when a peer is doing it too, you know?
Yeah. So, I appreciate you being on, man. We've been on for almost an hour, not quite. I'd like to thank everyone once again for listening, watching, wherever you're watching. It's been another fun show here on the Hog Trough. Aaron Smith, it's always good to have you on. I'll have another show pretty close to it'll be after the Vanderbilt Arkansas game tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't know if it'll be that day or not, but hopefully it'll be the next day at the very latest.
Okay.
So Arkansas season comes to an end, 9-4. Already looking forward to next year, man. Already looking forward to it. I think LSU plays on Tuesday night. And then we got the national championship. What are your thoughts on
what was that?
The national championship, a rematch with Alabama and Georgia.
Whew. I like it. I like it. Because you know how you just explained Alabama reloading and stuff?
Yeah.
Georgia can do that too. So that's what makes this exciting.
Yeah. And I saw a stat today, and I'm not proud to say this, but Georgia and Arkansas are the only two teams in the SEC. Well, actually, that can't be right because we've won national championship. Anyway, Georgia's never won a national championship in football. Or wait, no, they have. It's been a while.
Wasn't it like the 80s or something?
Yeah, they won it in the 80s.
Yeah.
But in a long time, Georgia has not won it, much like Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas has been the 60s.
Yeah. But I'm smart enough to know Georgia's a talented team. They're going to get one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard to beat a team twice. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you are a Nick Saban coach team. It is hard to beat a team twice.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think the first time they beat them, they had a lot more to play for. I mean, Georgia was going to make it into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Now, both teams have just as much to play for. Mm-hmm. That might make a difference.
Yeah, Alabama loses that game. They're not in the playoff.
Right. So,
I mean, I can just guarantee that.
Though, you're right. They would not have been. I mean,
yeah, you pick a undefeated, it's like if you're looking for first, you might as well throw in your first group of five team rather than your first two loss team. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that national championship is going to be a lot closer than it was the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm telling you, it's hard for me to pick this game simply because you're right. It's hard to beat a team twice. You know, this time around, Alabama is not going to have one of their best receivers, which who knows how much of a difference that actually makes.
Also, what about that Heisman curse? Is that still a thing?
About
like you win the Heisman and then your team loses or something?
It's I think you're thinking about if you win the Heisman. Well, yeah, I think there is something to that as well. But
yeah,
I don't think.
I mean, obviously, Cam Newton's not like Joe Burrow. Some players, but I heard like the majority of the time it's if you win a Heisman. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean you're right. I think that's, you know, that's probably an accurate thing. You know, I think most of the time that is the case.
So
be a lot of factors in this game. I really just expect it to be a great game. I really do.
I'm going to pick Georgia. I'm just going to like what you just said, the SEC championship game, Alabama had to win that. So they did, right?
Yeah.
Georgia's angry now. They beat down on a good Michigan team, like made them look like they didn't even belong. And then I think Georgia's gonna lay the hammer.
I wasn't overly impressed. I mean, defensively Alabama played well, but I wasn't like overly impressed with their game against Cincinnati. But how much is that though? Cincinnati actually was a really good team.
That's what I think too. I think any football fan looks at this playoff, if you're picking a team that didn't belong, it was Michigan, not Cincinnati. It was Michigan.
I agree. I mean, they both got beat bad, but I agree. I think Cincinnati looked better. Like, they hung in there with Alabama. Like, they could actually stop on defense.
If you really, like, yes, the score is the score. Like that debunks.
But if you watch the game, though, you can tell if it's closer than the score, you know?
Yeah, because you can see that, Cincinnati could drive the field all day, but the second they got into the red zone, boom, they couldn't do anything.
Yeah. I think they deserve to be there, and I think they, you know, they're disappointed with how it turned out, but I think that just shows how good of a coach Alabama coach Nick Saban is. And once again, we talk about it because I think talent-wise, Cincinnati matched up pretty well. But when you go into the depth part of it, I don't think they have the depth.
But here's my deal too: like if those people who say Cincinnati doesn't belong, well, last year Oklahoma didn't belong. Or Notre Dame didn't belong.
Yeah.
There's been a few times Oklahoma, like, if using your logic there, like, that means none of these teams that got destroyed in the playoff belonged. Or here's also my thing. I think there's just a huge separation between the best two teams and the second best two teams. And that's pretty much what you're looking at the playoff, you know?
I think you're right. I think Alabama and Georgia just make teams look like they don't belong, but they actually belonged. They just, you know, they're not even close to that skill level.
But if you watch that Georgia-Michigan game, Michigan looked small.
Yeah.
Like, it was like they were not even in the same league.
Well, Georgia will do that to you, man. Georgia's got some big, you know.
Yeah.
Look, take it Jordan Davis, for example, man. He's huge.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I think it'll be a fun game. I don't want to. I would never bet against Nick Saban, but I feel I'm more confident this time around that Georgia will beat them simply because, you know, of all the woes they've had with Alabama, you know, can't get over that hump. You know, I think a lot of it's mental with Georgia when they play Alabama. I feel like it's more of a mental, you know,
block, yeah,
full hurdle than it is like, oh, we just can't compete with them, you know.
And also, I think during the SEC championship, weren't they playing both quarterbacks?
You talking about Alabama?
No. Alabama has brought. No, I'm talking about Georgia. Sometimes plays two quarterbacks.
They stuck with Bennett in that game, and I think JT's hurt or something. I don't think he's going to play.
Okay, so who started against Michigan?
Stetson Bennett.
Okay. Well, he needs to just do what he did again.
Yeah, He had a good game.
Yep.
I think he's good enough, you know, to win it, to win,
yep.
you know, to beat Alabama.
But
I don't
also, here's the thing.
But
here's the thing. Alabama is also a prime example of being able to win with a mediocre quarterback. Now,
yeah.
This year is not an example, but this is the first time.
Yeah, it can be done. We see, you know, Alabama has had quarterbacks that haven't won the Heisman, you know.
Yeah.
It seems like every.
Actually, Bryce Young's the first to win the Heisman.
That might be true, actually. Wow.
Yeah, because the other two were running backs.
Well, yeah.
And then a wide receiver.
Yeah, you're right. I thought Tua did, but he didn't, did he?
No.
But anyway.
Because Trevor Lawrence did.
And neither did Mac Jones, did he?
No.
Mac Jones was
a runner-up.
Mac Jones was damn good, but he wasn't Heisman.
But here's the thing, though. But last year, Mac Jones and Devontae Smith were both in it, and Devontae Smith won.
Ah, that's right. But it'll be fun.
Yeah.
I would hate to bet on this game very much money because I would not feel confident either way.
I may just do the DraftKings play-by-play betting thing, you know, like
$1. If you feel confident enough, I just don't feel confident in either team.
Yeah.
I give the coaching edge to Alabama, but I think Georgia can hang with them.
Yeah.
They'll get another chance, you know. Like I said, if they can just get over that mental block, which is hard, it's really hard to do when a team constantly is beating you,
mm-hmm.
if it's only by, you know, a touchdown or 3 points, it can wear on you. But this will be all for all the marbles. So you got to get over it, Georgia.
Yep.
Get that first national championship in over 40 years.
Yep.
You know, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's been, what, 60 years or something, or 55 years since we won one. Anyway, it's going to be harder for us to win a national championship.
Hey, let's just say that old man running your NFL team was on that national championship team. So,
yeah, exactly. that's a good way to describe that. That's just say Jerry Jones was on that team is all I need to know.
Yeah.
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 I had a lot of fun tonight, and I hope everyone watching enjoyed the show. I appreciate everybody. It's so fun doing this, and all the fans out there that watch us and comment, and you know, that makes it feel worth it. So I appreciate it, and having guys like Aaron that can come on and just talk football and basketball, whatever it is, it wouldn't be possible without people like him to be able to, you know, just talk. It's a lot. It's a lot more more entertaining when you've got two people who can share their, you know, opinions and things. So, man, go Hogs.
Go Hogs.
And Woo Pig Suey.
Woo Pig Suey.
Catch you later.